someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in San Francisco. John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the mayor's and Bing's guest, Miss Claudette Colbert. Ah, bonsoir, madame, monsieur. Maintenant, c'est mon plaisir de vous présenter le grand chanteur, Monsieur Bing Crosby.
Merci, merci, Monsieur Carpentier. Vous êtes français ce soir, n'est-ce pas?
Oh, oui.
Qu'est-ce que la raison? Pourquoi?
Pourquoi?
Oui.
Claudette Colbert is our guest tonight, so
oui,
I thought I'd create a little French atmosphere. C'est une bonne idée, n'est-ce pas?
Where did you learn your French? From Hildegard? Did you study with Arthur Murray? Or what?
No, I studied French in high school back in Peoria, Illinois. Bing, how'd you get along so well in Paris? Your French isn't any better than mine.
Oh, it's not too important to speak French, Ken. The French are very alert. Say you go into a drugstore now, for instance, you just say to the clerk, give me a package of les bougies contrastées, les toothbrushes, and les Fitch shampoo.
Oh, wait a minute. Why are you buying a bottle of Fitch shampoo?
Well, I can't think of the French word for toothpaste, so I...
That might work out all right.
I think we better forsake the Champs-Élysées for a minute here now, Ken, and move along to something musical, huh? We have a nice tune here from the Paramount picture, Mr. Music, which will be out soon. It's a song entitled, Life is So Peculiar. It's so peculiar, you get so wet in the rain, and you get so warm in the sunshine, but it doesn't pay to complain. When I get up each morning, there's nothing to breathe but air, and when I look in the mirror, there's nothing to comb but hair, and when I sit down to breakfast, there's nothing to eat but food. Life is so peculiar, but you can't stay home to roost.
Yes, life is so peculiar,
the desert's only got sand, the ocean's only got water.
You never know where you stand.
When I go out to dinner, there's nothing to wear but clothes.
And whenever I get sleepy, nothing to do but doze.
And whenever I get thirsty, there's nothing to do but drink.
Oh, life is so peculiar that it makes you stop and think.
Life is so peculiar,
a bird can usually sing, a pearl is made by an oyster.
Well, you can't be sure, but
when
I get tired of resting,
there's nothing to do but walk.
And when I don't care to listen,
there's nothing to do but talk.
And when I'm up in my plane,
there's nothing to do but fly. Life is so peculiar, and I often wonder why. Yes, life is so peculiar.
A fork belongs with a knife.
Bow, bow, bow.
Corned beef is lost without cabbage.
Bow, 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 bow.
A husband should have a wife.
But only life is so peculiar, but as everybody says, that's life, that's life.
Well, ain't it a mess?
That's life.
Good tune, Bing.
Well, it moves a little. Thank you, Ken.
You know, it's true. Life is peculiar.
I guess so.
Gee, life is very peculiar.
Well, nobody's giving you beef about it. All right. Life is peculiar. What do you want to do?
People are peculiar, too.
Are you leading up to something?
Bing, when I say people are peculiar, I know what I'm talking about.
Do you know that I know a fellow who doesn't smoke Chesterfields?
Oh, really?
Well, we'd better get through to that boy. Chesterfield is the cigarette that every smoker ought to be smoking.
Well, they will be, Bing, when they find out how easy it is to prove that Chesterfields are milder.
Why, it's the easiest test in the book. You just get hold of a pack of Chesterfields, and you open them, smell them, and smoke them.
Open that pack and smell that milder aroma, an aroma no other cigarette has. Compare Chesterfields with the brand you've been smoking, and you'll see.
And then smoke those Chesterfields to prove that they smoke milder and leave no unpleasant aftertaste.
Yes, America's first cigarette taste panel, after smoking leading brands for over a year, told us Chesterfield is the only cigarette in which members of the panel found no unpleasant aftertaste.
So make that next pack Chesterfield, and you'll always buy Chesterfield. Here's a tune I recorded twice, once about 20 years ago and again just last month. If I can get one more crack at it, I'll bet you I'll make a good record.
I saw the harbor lights. They only told me we were parting. Those same old harbor lights that once brought you me. I watched the harbor lights. How could I help if tears were starting? Goodbye to tender nights beside the silver sea. I long to hold you near and to kiss you just once more. But you were on the ship and I was on the shore. Now I know some other harbor lights will steal your love from me.
I just want you to know the fellow that played the cornet solo in there was the great Ziggy Elman, one of the greatest cornet players that ever lived. Let's see. You know, one of the more exciting spools of celluloid tooled down in Tinseltown this year is a current film called The Secret Fury. Now, the lady who stars in this Edge of the Cedar has consistently been a favorite of both film fans and us folks who live in Hollywood as well, because she's a wonderful girl. She's just as personable and as alluring off-screen as she is on. It is now, as always, a pleasure to greet Miss Claudette Colbert.
Fags, you know, I haven't seen you since you got back from Europe. You must have had a fine trip because you look wonderful.
It was a jolly jaunt, Claudette. Oh, say, I brought you a gift. Brought it all the way from Paris, especially for you. A can of perfume. And I made it myself.
Oh, now, don't tell me you're going to start deep freezing that, too.
Say, that's an idea at that. Minute Maid fresh frozen perfume. In four delirious flavors. Bewitched, bothered, bewildered, and begora. Sweep the country, don't you think?
I think so. Well, I'm very flattered, Bing. But tell me, why should you spend your time in Paris making perfume?
Well, after you visit the museums and the palaces, your fellow needs a hobby to occupy his time.
It's too bad you couldn't have gone to Paris when you were younger.
Claudette, when you're young, any town is Paris.
Yes, you win. Listen, you know, I'm on my way to Europe.
Yeah?
I'll be in Paris in a few days.
Oh, boy, you're lucky. I'd like to go back myself and hide out until television blows over. I could do that. Say, Claudette, did you know, I don't know if you read or not in the local prints, but Bob Hope and I are going to make a picture in Paris next summer.
No.
Of course, one little thing intervenes. We just don't have a script yet.
Well, that never stopped you before.
Well, we are indomitable, aren't we? But on the level, Claudette, we're really looking around for a story. We want something fine. As a matter of fact, we wrote to George Bernard Shaw, and we asked him to write a picture for us.
Did he accept your offer?
Not yet, but I understand that just as soon as his leg is better, he's promised to kick the daylights out of us.
Well, I hope he recovers soon.
Well, I hope so, too. I've never been kicked by anyone important, unless you want to count Paul Whiteman.
I'll bet Bob is really excited about going to Europe.
Oh, he gets excited if he goes to Pomona. To get back to the picture, Claudette, Bob and I still haven't got a leading lady.
No story, no leading lady. What have you got?
Just each other, and if that isn't a dull deal, I'm stamping. There'll be another road picture, you know. It's a great opportunity for you.
For me?
Yeah. This time Bob wins the girl. We take turns, you know.
Well, it's terribly sweet of you to ask me, Bailey, but you see, I've played with Clark Gable and Gary Cooper, Robert Ryan, John Wayne, Ray Milland, Fred McMurray.
And?
Well, let me put it this way. When a girl gets used to champagne, she doesn't like to switch to 7-Up.
Oh, blow. This is a blow. I choose to think that you mean Hope. Remember one thing, Claudette. I'm also in the picture.
Okay, 14 up. No, really, Bing, I'd love to make a picture with you and Bob, but I'm going to be tied up with a picture of my own next summer.
Oh, well, then maybe Bob and I can be in your picture.
It's quite an unusual idea for a picture, Bing. It's a series of three stories.
That isn't so unusual, Claudette. Haven't you heard about Somerset Maugham's picture? It's called Trio.
Oh, yes, but those are three different stories.
Oh.
My picture's going to be the same story told three different ways.
Well, what three ways?
I plan to take a simple romantic theme and interpret it first as an American Western, and then tell it from the French point of view, and then the Italian.
Oh, I see. Oats, crepes, Suzettes, and pizza, huh? Well, that ought to please everybody. But you know what you've done now? You've piqued the curiosity of our auditors here to such a pitch. I think, Claudette, nothing short of a preview is going to suffice.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the story of a woman's impassioned love for a violin and the man who strings her along.
Oh, you shouldn't. Oh. So arty, so continental. Philip Lonsdale, isn't it? And just for this production, you know what we've done? We've engaged one of the world's great violin virtuosos, Mr. Joe Venuti. Mr. Venuti appears on the Chesterfield program tonight through the permission of the Townhouse in Los Angeles, where his orchestra plays nightly in the beautifully newly decorated Zebra Room.
Mr. Carpenter, please set the scene.
Okay, gladly. Ladies and gentlemen, we now present Triplets, one great love story told from three different points of view. First, the American, in which Miss Claudette Colbert plays a girl of the Golden West. Bing Crosby is a cowpoke, and Joe Venuti pokes his violin.
Our scene opens in the beautiful newly decorated zebra room of the Buffalo Hump Hotel, located in Buffalo Hump, Wyoming.
Miss Lucy, when I was a little boy, I hankered for a pony. And when I was a big boy, I hankered for a horse. Now I'm a full-grown man, I realize that the chief hanker in my life is you.
Well, Buckskin, I'm mighty proud to be your hanker, Chief.
Well, then we'll get hitched, huh, and we'll gallop through life double harness.
No, Buckskin, it's Fiddlin' Joe that's playing on my heartstrings.
Fiddlin' Joe? Why, he ain't nothing but a low-down, ornery, cussed, backbiting, horse-thieving, cattle-rustin' horn toad.
Yep, he's a musician, all right. Listen, it's Fiddlin' Joe. Listen to him scrape out his love for me. Oh, I can't stand it. It thrills me so. When I hear that violin, I'm just a quivering bundle of excitement.
Wrap it up. I'll take it with me. I know you don't, you varmint. Miss Lucy's going to marry me and stay right here in Buffalo Hump.
We're leaving this town. We're going down south to Buffalo Rump.
Episode 2 of Triplets. Our drama will now be told from the French point of view. Miss Colbert discards her Levi's for a revealing Schiaparelli gown and becomes more alluring, more delicate, more soigné. Buckskin Crosby is transformed into a suave, polished, heel-clicking, hand-kissing boulevardier. Mr. Venuti remains the same. The beautiful newly decorated zebra room of the fashionable Hotel Fifi d'Orsay, located in Paris, France.
Bonjour, Claudette.
Bonjour, André.
Oh, my little cabbage.
Today, I am wearing the sweater.
Oh, yes, my little stuffed cabbage. You know, Claudette, when I was a little boy, I wanted a little girl. When I was a big boy, I wanted a big girl. Now that I am a man, I want a woman.
I am a woman.
I'm a Frenchman, I could tell.
André, take me in your arms and smother me with your ardor. Crush me with your ardor.
Ma chérie.
Ardor. Ardor.
I am exhausted.
Joseph and his violon. Oh, what magic. He drives me mad with passion. His music sets my heart aflame. It burns into my soul. It ignites my whole being.
Vive la France!
Claudette, I beseech you. Do not marry this fiddler.
Oh, Joseph is a great artist.
Bah, he is a disgrace to his French blood. He is a scoundrel.
And he drinks California wine.
Oh. Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. Joseph, tell me this is not true. Tell me André lies. Tell me he lies.
He tells the truth, Claudette.
Joseph, I can forgive you everything but this.
Today, I committed another terrible deed.
Oh, mon Dieu, no! What did you do?
I drank Le Coca-Cola.
Oh, no, that is atrocious.
I told you he was a beast, Claudette. For drinking Le Coca-Cola, he will be sent to Devil's Island. Then you will marry me.
Oh, I'm sorry, André.
Then we will fight the duel. Joseph will play, and I will sing.
You shall sing, he shall play. I will marry the winner.
Agreed. En garde!
Je vais assumer les positions, monsieur. Apportez les verres ici.
Hold me close and hold me fast. That magic spell you cast. This is love beyond roses. When you kiss me, heaven sighs. And though I close my eyes, I see love beyond roses. When you press me to your heart, I'm in a world apart. A world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday words seem to turn into love songs. Give your heart and soul to me. And life will always be love beyond roses.
Well, the duel, she is over. What is your decision, Claudette?
Farewell, André.
Sacre bleu, I lose the duel. If only I had Gary for a second.
And now for the third and final episode of our gripping drama. It takes us to sunny Italy. Miss Colbert now forsakes her Schiaparelli gown for the simple garb of an Italian peasant girl. Mr. Crosby, who's to play the part of a simple Italian peasant, wears his street clothes. Mr. Venuti remains the same. Music, please, Mr. Trotter.
Maria, I think I will get married. We have maybe a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 bambinos, eh?
Pass the spaghetti.
Venne, molto venne. Marie, you no love me because you love Giuseppe Venuti.
I can't help a lover, Giuseppe. He's a great violinist, and he owns the largest garlic patch in all Italia.
Venuti le beata business tomorrow.
Why?
Tonight I pour her wick on his garlic.
No, lui puoi fare. E mai.
It is not a dirty trick. Believe me, Maria, I will fix a Giuseppe Venuti and it is a violin. I will be a greater musician than he. I'm going to take lessons on the electric guitar.
But Domenico, our village no have electricity.
Then I take lessons on a gas guitar.
Here is Giuseppe now. That violin, that a song, that a music, that a garlic.
That a garlic. Hey, where did everybody go?
Over here, Giuseppe, over here by the open window.
Yes, Giuseppe, come here by the breeze. I want to talk to you.
Domenico, che cosa fai? Vai fuori della casa di Maria, perché io ti do un martelluccio.
Martelluccio? Io ti do un martelluccio.
Domenico, Giuseppe, senza baruffa.
Maria, io ti amo. Andiamo, ci ammogliamo, eh?
Andiamo presto.
E io che faccio? What about me?
Tu? Who vende le patate? You go sell potato.
You have just heard Life with Luigi. Say, Bing, I was wondering, have you heard from Bob Hope since he went to Korea?
Oh, I sure have, Ken. I received two or three postcards, and you know what he did?
What?
He sent me a gift.
Really?
From Japan.
Yeah.
It's the makings for a beautiful silk kimono.
Oh, did Bob send you a few yards of material?
No, just a couple of silkworms in a matchbox. I must say, those little fellas are working hard. I expect a yard or so of silk any day now.
That's Bob for you. You know, it takes a real sense of humor to think of sending silkworms instead of silk from Japan.
Also takes a fellow who's a little cozy with a buck.
Oh, I don't know, Bing. I think Bob sent the silkworms because he's a comedian. He can't do anything straight.
Oh, I think you're just boosting Hope because he's peddling those ever-loving Chesterfields like we are. I got to admit, though, that old Hula Hips is developing into a Chesterfield salesman at that. He's hustling a lot of cigarettes.
I'll say he is.
Of course, he owes it all to me. You know, I was the gent who instructed him in the gentle art of explaining to our listeners how they could prove to themselves that Chesterfield is the best cigarette to smoke.
Oh, but Bing, that doesn't require any instruction. It's the easiest test there is. All any smoker has to do is get a pack of Chesterfields and open them, smell them, smoke them. Then compare Chesterfields with any other cigarette.
Right, Ken. Right. And friends, even before you smoke them, you can tell Chesterfields will smoke milder because tobaccos that smell milder smoke milder.
Yes, sir. That's the tobacco farmer's test. And after you smoke them, you have no unpleasant aftertaste.
Yes, and while you smoke them, you get more pleasure than any other cigarette can give you. Start smoking them, friends. Make your next pack Chesterfield. Here's one of the really big song hits of the year. I hope you won't mind if we do it again, just once more, before we tuck Mr. Trotter's arrangement into the standard drawer.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with that mystic smile. Is it all? Because you're lonely, they have blamed you. For that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile. Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there, and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa, or just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art? Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, Lisa.
Well, I guess that about winds it up. My thanks to Claudette Colbert for joining us here in San Francisco tonight. Claudette, it was really very nice of you to fly up and help us out with this hokum.
Oh, I enjoy very much a bingo. Who's the witcher next a week?
Next a week, Claudetta, we got the finest kind of a star. A director from a metropolitan op, Miss Dorothy Kirsten. Molto bene, eh?
Hey, Domenico, what about me?
Next a week at Giuseppe, you and your orchestra will be playing at the beautifully newly decorated Zebra Room in the townhouse in Los Angeles. Incidentally, would you say hello to Ed Crowley for me?
I will.
Claudette, I know that you'll have a wonderful time in Europe, and I know that you'll be very excited about the command performance in which you're going to participate. We'll see you when you get back, huh?
Thank you, Bing. Bonsoir.
Bonsoir. Bonsoir, folks. We'll see you next week for Chesterfield. Best cigarette for you to smoke. Thank you.
The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in San Francisco by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guest, Miss Dorothy Kirsten.